side would put on.
Yeah, like at one point I helped out with a Girl Scout troop of like second graders, I think, and they had big community events at the elementary school where we would, like the Halloween event where everyone got dressed up in costume and all the troops just came together and did arts and crafts and stuff. So, yeah, there are quite a few of those things. And the Pinewood Derby thing, which was a huge community event.
What are some other, I guess, community activities that people belong to? You know, like civic clubs, recreational sports teams. Were those things prominent, would you say? Did a lot of people participate in them?
Not that I noticed. I mean, there is like the Roswell Rec Center or whatever where you can do all sorts of activities. And I did do like clay classes and gymnastics there when I was really young. But there's not something that the whole community really participates in or something like that that I noticed.
Okay. Are there any clubs that some of the older people might belong to? I mean, there's no reason you would know this necessarily.
No,
but
I have no idea.
Okay. Just wondering. How did people get along at Centennial High School, specifically around like racial lines? Was there any racial problems?
By high school, there wasn't really any racial problems anymore. I mean, I didn't experience any issues, and I feel like I probably would have if there was. Yeah, people didn't, I don't know. I guess people had friends no matter what race they were there, so. It wasn't as racially diverse as, at least with my friends, it wasn't as racially diverse as it is here, which is kind of surprising since actually probably, as far as the people who are actually at the school, is probably more racially diverse, but yeah, I mean, there weren't problems.
And when you say by high school, does that imply?
Yes.
Okay. Expand.
I had some issues in middle school with some girls I didn't even talk to, but they were African American, came up to me in the locker room and were like, "We can't be friends with you because you're not black enough." And I was like, for one thing, I never asked to be your friend. I don't even know who you are. And for another thing, what? Okay. What does that even mean? So, yeah, there were a couple of incidences of that kind of thing, but that pretty much cleared up by high school.
How widespread do you think that sort of thing is? I mean, in either direction, blacks to whites to blacks, whatever.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know that a lot of, just around the time that we learned about the Civil War, a lot of the African American girls started refusing to talk to anybody else. So I kind of felt like we shouldn't have learned about it at that point, at least, because I was like, well, great, now for some reason people are mad at other people and I don't get it. But yeah, other than some things like that, I don't feel like there was a lot of an issue, but there was definitely more of a separation, especially in the younger grades.
How do you self-define racially?
I don't. I define myself as a human being. I don't really put myself in any race. When someone calls me white, I'm like, hey. If someone calls me black, I'm like, what? And I mean, it's not right either way.
Back to high school again, would you say that there were divisions among the students, anything but racially, like cliques, in the traditional sense?
I mean, there's always the popular kids and the drama people, but other than that, I don't really feel like there's a divide. I mean, like, I still talk to the popular kids occasionally, but yeah, they would mostly hang out in their group. And the drama kids didn't really have any time to hang out with other people, so they hang out with their drama kids.
How important would you say sports were? Did a lot of people play some sort of sport?
If they did, I never saw them. I know we had a football team and a cheerleader.